The Denver Broncos got back on the practice field at Monday at the UC Health Training Center, and red zone offense and defense were under the microscope. Where are the Broncos looking with Russell Wilson leading the charge to help improve the Broncos' red zone ranking in 2022? Plus, we heard from Justin Simmons and Broncos head coach Nathaniel Hackett. You get that and much more on today's brand new episode, Locked On Broncos.
You are Locked On Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
What's up, Broncos country? Welcome back into a brand new episode of Locked On Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast here on the Locked On NFL Network. Your team every day from the South Stands to the end zone. I'm your host, as always, Cody Rourke, senior Broncos analyst at Mile High Sports, joined alongside by my co-host, Sarah Bettinger. He's the site expert for predominantlyorange.com covering the Denver Broncos. Plus, we both cover the Broncos for the Locked On Network and 9 News. Broncos country, once again, thank you so much for making this podcast your first listen of the day every single day. Free and available everywhere you get your podcasts in audio format. Or if you watch us here on YouTube, it means the world to us. Thank you so much. Hit that subscribe or that follow button if you have yet to do so. Alrighty, Sarah, friend, let's ride on today's episode of the show. Red zone was the focal point for the Broncos as they returned to the practice field at the UC Health Training Center yesterday in Inglewood, Colorado. And obviously, you know, for the Broncos, red zone, super, super important, an area that they struggled with in 2021.
They really did. And it's been a struggle for feels like quite a while, right? And last year, 21st in the red zone, that probably felt just like a breath of fresh air compared to the years previous, you know, even being just outside of the bottom 10 in the NFL as a red zone offense. But look, this offense with Russell Wilson leading the way, we expect a lot of trips into the red zone. And what happens when you get to the red zone? This is what differentiates good teams from great teams. This is what differentiates a playoff team from a Super Bowl contender. If you can be downright elite in the red zone, I think you've got a shot to win the title year one with Russell Wilson as the quarterback and year one with Nathaniel Hackett as the obviously the new head coach. That's not something that's easily done in today's NFL. Typically, you see an acclimation period. Typically, you see growing pains. But the Broncos have seen what other teams have done. Yes, established coaches in Tampa Bay and Los Angeles, but you bring in the new quarterback to those cities. They go out and they win the Super Bowl in their hometown, no less, in year one with those quarterbacks under center. So the Broncos obviously believe that they can do that with Russell Wilson at the quarterback position. Otherwise, you don't make that trade, right? But it starts with the little things. It starts with working on red zone in May at OTAs.
Well, one thing too that Nathaniel Hackett mentioned, the Broncos, when they had their veteran mini camp a little bit, you know, several weeks ago, they were working on third down because they were kind of at midfield. But anytime you get a chance to come in on day one of really being able to have rookies and veterans together for OTA practice yesterday, you know, being able to acclimate those guys in the red zone period was great. And obviously we'll highlight some guys that have stood out that even Nathaniel Hackett had mentioned as well. But, you know, for Russell Wilson, the athleticism on display here, once again, he shined, he sizzled, according to the reports. And obviously you can't share much in the media as to like what they did, certain plays, but James Palmer, the NFL Network, did mention a play where there was some pressure coming at Russell Wilson. He spun, rolled out, found a wide open guy for a touchdown in the red zone. Obviously you love to see that, and it adds a dynamic to this Broncos offense, Sarah, that they simply haven't had in quite some time. Mobility at the quarterback position with the ability to extend plays with your legs and to find guys open for touchdowns. I mean, a scramble drill essentially in the red zone, which for the Broncos with the size that they have at the playmaker positions, I think that's very exciting for them as well. But outside of that as well, there was one guy that was mentioned, and look, for Russell Wilson speaking after practice on Monday to the media, he even mentioned one of the Broncos young guys, a newest addition for them as well. Who is he and why is the hype train at an all-time high?
He did. He mentioned Greg Dulcich by name. You know, he was rattling off a number of names, which is really cool. Obviously, you want to see the leader of your team getting everybody involved, but he did name Greg Dulcich, the rookie tight end specifically. And this is one thing that we talked about. We're looking forward to really getting to see the veterans and the rookies together at Broncos minicamp. But he said about Greg Dulcich something that I think is really important. He gets the game. I think that what's important about that quote to me, Cody, is if you have a rookie that gets gets the game. You have a rookie that a veteran quarterback can really trust out there at a critical position. Like, a lot of Broncos fans have talked about, hey, Russell Wilson doesn't really go to the tight end very often, or Russell Wilson doesn't really go down the middle of the field very often. But I'm telling you right now, he's got a vertical threat in Greg Dulcich. He's going to get him the ball. He's going to find him when he's open, and he's going to find him in the red zone. I believe we're going to talk about some other tugaliciouses later. If that's the plural, is that the plural form of that word that's been created by Nathaniel Hackett?
You know, that's tough. That is tough. I'm not sure. Tugaliciouses. Yeah, I feel like it's just going to be tugalicious with the apostrophe at the end. We'll do that.
Yeah, tugaliciouses. But absolutely great to see and hear Russell Wilson talking about the rookie tight end in a positive light. You're absolutely right. The freight train of hype surrounding Greg Dulcich is certainly there. It's certainly active, and it's certainly moving faster and faster every day. But he's not the only freight train on this offense, Cody. There's another playmaker that Russell Wilson really called out specifically, even though it's non-contact at OTAs. I think another young Broncos player deserves some kudos, and he's getting them from QB1.
I love that you mentioned the pun of the freight train, and that is Javonte Williams. He called Javonte Williams a world-class running back, and obviously those two being able to work together, they've been doing this all offseason long. Like, Javonte has been part of these things that Russell Wilson has been putting together in the meeting rooms with, obviously, Clint Kubiak, and also going through with offensive coordinator Justin Outen and Nathaniel Hackett, kind of getting on the same exact page there, especially with running back coach Tyrone Wheatley. The thing for Javonte Williams is it seems like, Sarah, he is going to be the premier guy. I think that is the vibe here, and it also helps that he was the guy. Look, granted, it's voluntary, and that was a term that was thrown out a lot in yesterday's press conference from Nathaniel Hackett. Everything is voluntary, but Melvin Gordon was not there for voluntary workouts, voluntary OTAs. Yesterday, Javonte is. He's getting all the reps. And I think that's super valuable for a brand new offense. And we'll see how that translates as well. But, you know, hey, obviously for Russell Wilson, the impact is significant. But how is Russell Wilson making the Denver Broncos defense even better? How is it translating to what they'll see inside the AFC West? You get that and much more. Plus, you hear from Justin Simmons coming up here in just a moment. But before we do that, let me tell you about the sponsor of today's episode of the show. That's a good friends over there, rockauto.com. And if you need anything for your vehicle, folks, rockauto.com has everything that you could be looking for. And you could go to rockauto.com to see all the parts available for your car or truck. And you can quickly browse based on year, make, model, brands, specifications, and even the prices that you prefer for what you need for your vehicle. Whether it's for your classic or your daily driver, rockauto.com has everything that you could be looking for. And the prices are always reliably low. You no longer have to pay 30%, 50%, or 100% more for the same parts at a local chain auto parts store or a car dealership when you can get them cheaper at rockauto.com. So go to rockauto.com right now to see all the parts available for your car or truck, and write Lockdown Broncos in there. How did you hear about us box so that they know that we sent you amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Rockauto.com. And as we continue on today's episode of Lockdown Broncos, real quick, Broncos country, mile high salute to you. Thank you so much for making us your first listen of the day every single day, whether you're listening to us in your favorite podcasting platform, whether you're watching us here on YouTube. Thank you so much for making Lockdown Broncos your daily go-to for all your Denver Broncos news, content, and coverage every single day, all year long, because for the true fan, there is never an off season. Sarah, my friend, I'm excited to continue things on today's episode of the show. OTAs is always a fun time. Now, the real evaluation will come in training camp to see progress, because in training camp, you can have some contact. Everything in OTAs, no contact. You got to keep guys up. You got to keep guys safe. And that's one thing that was touched upon by Nathaniel Hackett, saying that, hey, both veterans and rookie players did a really good job of making sure that there were no run-ins, no collisions, and that they were aware of their surroundings, which is always important, because, Sarah, you know, I can tell you this as being a coach and a player, sometimes it gets a little chaotic flying around a little bit. So safety is very, very important. And obviously you don't want anything to happen to any of your guys early on, and when it's very meaningless right now. Like, this is the install period. This is reps against air, reps against soft coverage. I mean, there's really nothing you can do to initiate contact with anybody here, according to the CBA. So something to monitor. But hey, Justin Simmons, obviously one of the Broncos' top leaders and veterans, well, obviously the key guy on the defensive side of the ball for this team, had a lot of praise for what he's noticed Russell Wilson has brought to the table for this organization so far coming in after being traded from the Seattle Seahawks. And I think one of the things as well that we can measure here, when you play against a guy like Russell Wilson from a defensive perspective, it makes you better defensively, because you're going to see a lot of similarities here. And that's something that Justin Simmons had touched on in his presser yesterday.
He did, and he really talked about the fact that, you know, playing against Russell Wilson in practice prepares you for guys like Justin Herbert and Patrick Mahomes and Derek Carr, the guys that they're going to be facing all year, not to mention Matthew Stafford and plenty of other stud quarterbacks that the Broncos are going to get to face off against this coming season. But it, like he said, it's not going to do anything but make us better defensively. That was definitely, I think, the big takeaway from Justin Simmons. Like, how many years in a row, Cody, has it been that the Denver Broncos defense has kind of just been out there dominating at practice? It didn't matter if it was non-contact. It didn't matter if it was training camp with full pads. The defense was typically out there dominating, I guess, unless it was the Case Keenum year where he had the interceptionless training camp. But all jokes aside, and that's not a joke, that actually happened, right? So, but the Broncos defense has been mostly dominant, and Justin Simmons is out here and he's leading this defense now. He is the leader of the defense. This is the first offseason in the last decade plus that Von Miller has not been part of the Denver Broncos. So this is now Justin Simmons' unit. This is his team. This is his defense. And what he says about Russell Wilson, he says that working as a defense to adjust, you know, he said they'll come out in their defensive shell, and the way that Russell Wilson will change things at the line of scrimmage is clean, crisp, decisive. He makes quick decisions with the ball after the snap. So it makes everybody on the defense better. It makes them have to react quicker. It makes their communication, they have to do that faster. Everything has to happen at a different speed when you're practicing, even against Russell Wilson with no contact. But it's really great to hear that kind of stuff. This is the thing that I love about OTAs and training camp. I love hearing about young players that are stepping up. You and I talked about this on a previous episode. We're looking forward to hearing about this is a young player that's really standing out, or this is a young guy that's making improvements. I know this is a guy that Justin Simmons singled out, Cody, that you have talked a lot about over the last couple of years. So tell us about this safety that's stepping in. Kareem Jackson absent from voluntary OTAs. This is a safety that's stepping in and impressing his teammates.
Well, you know, it's PJ Locke. And obviously for him, obviously the safety coming out of Texas, there was a lot of buildup. I think in his first year at Texas, a lot of people were saying, hey, keep an eye on this guy. And then there were some things that happened. If you missed an episode of Lockdown Broncos dating back to last offseason, make sure you go find it. Type in PJ Locke, Locked On Broncos, and watch my exclusive one-on-one sit-down interview with PJ to talk about his journey into the NFL. But Justin Simmons name dropped him as one of those guys who stood out. And PJ Locke made a play in the back corner of the end zone in practice today. So the fact that you can come into OTAs, like you mentioned, without any contact, you can't jam receivers, you can't jam guys coming across the middle of the field. You have to make plays in the air, and that's something that PJ Locke did. And hey, I think it bodes well. If you make plays in camp, you know what happens. The coaches, they take notes. And here's the thing about OTAs here that not a lot of people, I think, understand. Training camp is super important, and a lot of the evaluation will come in training camp, but coaches are already gathering film. They're gathering clips from these practices, even on air, even against each other where there's no contact, and they are taking note of player reps. They're taking note of what this player did, and they're building that into what they will eventually evaluate come towards the end of the preseason, where they have to make roster cuts to cut down the roster from 90 to 53 eventually. So for PJ Locke, looking to make a way out of the roster, and he became one of the Broncos' key special teams guys last season, though, Sarah, but a new special teams coordinator coming in Dwayne Stoops, new defensive coordinator in Jiro Evero. Dom Capers obviously is a senior defensive consultant here for this team. There's a lot of new eyes on this Broncos group, but I'd say the one constant is Christian Parker. Christian Parker knows PJ Locke, and if he continues to make plays, hey, we could see a lot more of PJ Locke this upcoming season, Sarah. I'm excited about that. And, you know, I think another reason too, a lot of people wonder, hey, how come Kareem Jackson isn't at voluntary OTAs? He's been at team workouts and everything like that. Justin Simmons had mentioned that he is attending his daughter's graduation right now, so obviously that's okay. And everything's voluntary, folks. I want to say that, like, when we mentioned some of the names of the players that weren't there at OTAs on Monday, no need to freak out because everything right now is voluntary. They cannot be forced to be there. And some people have good reason. I think for Kareem, pretty good reason right there, Sarah, outside of that. But, you know, Justin even said something about PJ Locke. He says he's going to be a special player for a while, and he's been growing. And look, you know, he could be one of those guys that maybe takes that role from special teams to coming in on defense, especially with Kareem back on a one-year deal. Sarah, we never know how things are going to work out here for this Denver Broncos team coming up this upcoming season. But I'm a little bit interested in what Broncos country has to say about some of the Nathaniel Hackett nuggets that we learned from yesterday's practice, including about one offensive lineman who could challenge Dalton Risner for the left guard spot. Nothing out there official on that, but just looking at the tea leaves, the writing on the wall, we talk about what that player looks like and maybe how it translates to the offensive scheme coming up here in just a moment. But before we do that, let me tell you about Built Bar, the other sponsor of today's episode of the show. And folks, you have to try the brand new Built Bar flavor. It is the brownie batter puffs. Yes, if you remember those memories as a kid of when your grandmother or your mother would bake you brownies, going through, taking the spoon and licking the brownie batter off of the spoon or cleaning the bowl with it, guess what? You get that same type of feeling with a brand new brownie batter Built Puff Bar. Yes, marshmallow covered chocolate with the Built Bar flavor of brownie batter. It is fantastic, and you can check it out today at built.com, plus the occasional limited time flavor and the 9 amazing original flavors that they have, like salted caramel, double chocolate, and peanut butter brownie. They have a wide variety of different flavors that you could try at built.com. Plus, Built Bars are healthy for you as well, considering they contain 100% chocolate that contains 17 grams of protein, 130 calories, and only 4 grams of sugar, and taste exactly like a candy bar. So go to built.com here today, and I want you to get your box of Built Bar today, and I want you to get 15% off by using promo code LOCK15. Once again, promo code LOCK15 will get you 15% off at built.com. As we jump into the fourth quarter action on today's episode, Lockdown Broncos, we're getting into Nathaniel Hackett's nuggets from his media presser at Broncos OTAs on Monday at the UC Health Training Center. Once again, Broncos country, thank you so much for making Lockdown Broncos your first listen of the day every single day. Sarah Bettinger and myself, we have you covered with objective Denver Broncos news, content, coverage, and more all year long, because for the true fan, there is never an offseason. Sarah, we got to hear a lot from Nathaniel Hackett. Now, earlier, Broncos fans heard us alluding to the term tug Alicious. That is exactly what Nathaniel Hackett said in that introduction video where he was breaking down film on the iPad and one of the Broncos feature videos on YouTube. And he said, we love Tug Alicious. Like, Tug Alicious is touchdown. I mean, that's just the offensive coordinator way of doing it. We know that he loves gold, which is he's a big Austin Powers gold member fan. And when the Broncos get into the red zone, they want to convert it into the gold zone, which was obviously a big focus of Monday's practice there. I like his energy and his enthusiasm. You know, he's not too serious all the time. He knows when to flip the switch, and players like just the kind of laid back demeanor there. But when we talk about Tug Alicious, it's like, hey, we mentioned a guy earlier with Russell Wilson saying that there's a guy who gets it in Greg Dulcich. He had a touchdown on Monday in OTAs.
He did. He got himself a Tug Alicious, and man, he's really starting to stand out to kind of everybody, isn't he? The media is taking notice. The quarterback's taking notice. Obviously the coach loves him. We saw that in behind the Broncos where Nathaniel Hackett is kind of campaigning for Greg Dulcich to be the pick, saying like, we don't have a guy that can do the stuff that he can do. I mean, he gives us something we don't have, you know, those type of things. And that's great to see the vision kind of coming to fruition early on. We can't wait to see more of Greg Dulcich and the amount of Tug-aliciouses, as we decided earlier, that he could bring to the Denver Broncos offense, especially rocking that number 80, Cody. You know me, I'm a big jersey number guy. I love the number 80. I have a Rod Smith jersey in my collection from back in the day. Rod Smith, one of my favorite Denver Broncos players of all time. I'm sure many of those listening love Rod Smith as well. And hopefully, if you never got a chance to see him play, just type Rod Smith into Google and look at what just watch number 80 do work back in the day. So, but absolutely love the positive things that are coming out of camp regarding Greg Dulcich, but also Eric Saubert, a fellow tight end. I wanted to say Greg Saubert and combine the two, but Russell Wilson called him Sobby, Cody. So I don't know. And maybe a candidate for the worst nickname on the team. We got to get, like, that sounds like a sad character in some kids show. Like, this is Sobby coming into the picture here, and he's going to teach us why we need to be happy. But aside from the nickname, Eric Saubert doing work at Broncos OTAs, I think he's a sleeper to make the roster again this year, Cody. And I'll point out one nugget about Eric Saubert that I find very interesting. When he was drafted by the Atlanta Falcons in 2017, remember last year we talked about, hey, this could give him an edge because Wade Harmon, the former tight ends coach in Denver, was now the tight end, or the former tight ends coach in Atlanta is now the tight ends coach in Denver as of last season. So that kind of gave Saubert an edge to making the roster. Well, obviously Wade Harmon now is no longer with the Denver Broncos, but Justin Outen is with the Denver Broncos and who was an offensive assistant on that 2017 Atlanta Falcons coaching staff. We make it full circle here. Eric Saubert, Justin Outen, connection from back in their time in Atlanta together. So very interesting. And I think it's really cool to see Nathaniel Hackett talking about his run after the catch ability really standing out. I like to see that. And I like to see good vibes regarding the offensive line. You teased it before this segment. We know that the offensive line has some moving parts right now. We don't know exactly who's going to be starting outside of left tackle Garrett Bowles and right guard, we assume, Quinn Meinerz. There might be some competition, like you mentioned, for that left guard spot.
Yeah, there's been some rumblings there that left guard is not really solidified yet. Like Dalton Risner obviously has been the starter, but his position with a new coaching staff, they are opening everything up. There's competition all across the board. And that's one thing that Hackett mentioned yesterday. It's not just on the offensive line. It's everywhere. There's competition that is ongoing, and we want the best players on the field. And he was asked a little bit about Netanii Muti, who, Sarah, you and I know, we call him the Mahler amongst men here, and that is Netanii Muti. And I think for him, one thing that was mentioned is that he can move really well for a guy his size, which as we analyze the Broncos' new offensive scheme, we know it's going to be an outside zone concept, which Nathaniel Hackett also talked about as well, being able to work more sideline to sideline. He kind of described what really summarizes what Netanii Muti can do really, really well, Sarah. And he's younger and has a little bit more upside right now. He's been able to stay healthy throughout his NFL career early on, which was definitely a question that I think we had when the Broncos initially drafted him. Netanii Muti could come in and maybe compete and could uproot Dalton Risner at left guard. A brand new coaching staff. There is nothing guaranteed here. As much as we like Dalton Risner, Sarah, that the excitement is there, I think, for what the Broncos' young depth has. And if there was a guy, let's say a Netanii Muti, if he comes in and uproots Risner, then that means that he's earned that. That means that there is this trait that stands out about him to this coaching staff that'll translate well. And obviously it'll come down to Justin Outen, Nathaniel Hackett, and Butch Berry on a three-way collaboration in a sense of what the offensive line will look like. But Netanii Muti was a guy who was brought up specifically and addressed there by Nathaniel Hackett. So we're excited to see a lot of things here for him. But, you know, Sarah, I think another thing that Broncos fans are paying attention to, who didn't show up to OTA. So let's go through the list right here. Players who are not at OTAs: Melvin Gordon, Kareem Jackson, as we obviously know, was attending his daughter's graduation. Bradley Chubb was not there, which in my opinion, Sarah, I felt like, okay, hey, it's voluntary. I get it. Kind of surprised me because this is a really, really big year for Bradley Chubb. However, maybe for him, maybe not wanting to aggravate anything ahead of time, I think maybe preserving himself might be a good idea. I think the optics are definitely, there's two sides to it, and I think a lot of people are looking at that. Randy Gregory, as he continues to recover from the shoulder surgery. And then Billy Turner, as we know, he had that failed physical initially in the offseason, you know, for the Green Bay Packers, which they waived him from, but apparently nursing a little bit of a knee injury. And obviously taking a look at Matt Henningsen as well, who had the calf injury at rookie minicamp, is expected to be okay. But those guys were not at OTAs today.
That is, I think every one of those names, Cody, you got to take it with a grain of salt, right? It's just like you mentioned with Kareem Jackson. You could easily just see the list of guys that didn't, you know, participate in the voluntary portion of OTAs and say, wow, I can't believe this guy wouldn't be at OTAs, you know, for X, Y, Z. But then you find out some of them have really valid reasons for it. So I think giving the benefit of the doubt here, we know that Melvin Gordon wasn't at last year's OTAs either, which there was a big to-do about that on Broncos Twitter. I remember just a lot of fans, including myself, just really off put by the fact, hey, this is such a big year. You know, you've got to be there. And to me, I still prefer if guys are able to be there. I'm like with Nathaniel Hackett, and he talked about this. He's like, you know, it is completely voluntary, and we understand that. We'd love to have the guys here, obviously. And I'm paraphrasing. He didn't say it exactly that way. But obviously, I think they would love to have a full roster. You know, we talked about one of those things we're looking for, 100% attendance. Well, we're obviously not getting that. And it's not just injury related. Some of these guys, like you said, with Bradley Chubb, could he be preserving himself? With Melvin Gordon, it just seems kind of like he prefers to work out away from the facility when it's voluntary, you know, OTA's time. And that's just to each their own, you know? So yeah. For us observing the team, it we can make our own, you know, perception off that. You know, we can say like that's a bad look for Melvin Gordon to not be there. It's a new quarterback. It's a new offense. It's a new era. You have an opportunity to really be a key leader on this team, and skipping voluntary OTAs, that's just not something that I would personally do, Cody. I don't know about you. how you're wired as a former player yourself, and obviously being on the coaching side of it as well. I personally would be there for every single thing just because I like being around teammates. I like being around my team. I like being in there in person for things. I don't like missing out on anything. You know, I don't want to be looked at as, hey, that guy's not accountable. And I'm not saying that's the case with any of these players. I'm just saying how I'm wired is I would personally be there. So I don't know if that resonates with you at all, any of you listening, or how you would be, Cody, as a former player.
Oh, dude, you know, I tell you what, like, it brings me back to, like, when I was playing and we were in the offseason, we had OTAs. I was at every OTA just because I was like, you know what, this is a chance for me to work on fundamentals. You know, we get to do a lot of 7-on-7. We get to do a lot of different installs, you know, periods like that, individual drills. Like, I love just being around that. And you know, even I love being around my teammates. I love being around my coaches because guess what? You know, coming up in, you know, a month, month and a half afterwards, that's when we would report for training camp after the OTA period. And it would be full go for, you know, about a good 4 or 5 months. We were fully ingrained in the process of football. And so, like, for me, it was everything, lived and breathed it. So I would resonate in that for me as a player, but I also understand, you know, maybe where guys like Melvin are coming from, Bradley, especially Bradley Chubb. Like, I understand, like, all you are is one rolled ankle away, maybe in, you know, something that's meaningless, like an on-air practice. And all of a sudden, hey, maybe it impacts the start of your OTAs. I think there's a fine line there, but we'll see. I mean, they've been at the workouts and everything like that. It could change as practices continue here for this Denver Broncos team leading up to mandatory minicamp for both vets and rookies coming up here in June. Broncos Country, we're going to have you covered every single day, all year long, for all your Denver Broncos news, content, and coverage that you are looking for. What are some of the other storylines you're looking forward to seeing? And give us your thoughts on the Broncos' potential growth in the red zone. What do you expect them to look like this upcoming season? Drop us a line on Twitter at Cody Rourke NFL, at Sarah Bettinger, at Lockdown Broncos, or in the YouTube comment section down below. Let us know. But Broncos Country, thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode of the show. Sarah and I, we will be back tomorrow for a brand new episode, Lockdown Broncos, as we talk about some of our offensive sleepers that we have our eyes on this upcoming season.